NTD News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lawmakers debating through the night in Israel's Knesset. Charles Deledesma reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government's facing a major test after the opposition submitted a bill to dissolve parliament.
In response, Netanyahu coalition members submitted numerous bills, packing Wednesday's schedule and buying time for last-minute negotiations. While many observers expect a last-minute compromise, the vote is the most serious challenge to Netanyahu's government since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack, the biggest security failure in Israel's history. The ultra-Orthodox parties are furious that the government has failed to pass a law exempting their community from mandatory military service, an issue that has long divided the Jewish Israeli public, especially during the 20-month-long war in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll from the Israel-Hamas war has now climbed past 55,000. Local hospitals say 21 more people were killed in Gaza Wednesday on their way to food distribution sites. The Israeli army says it fired warning shots towards suspects that posed a threat to troops. Israel also says it recovered the remains of two hostages held in Gaza. Dozens of Los Angeles area mayors are calling on President Trump to pull back from using troops alongside immigration agents during raids and to stop those raids. After nights of protests in L.A., a curfew is in place. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says those who have committed violent acts will be prosecuted, but
99.99% of people who live in Los Angeles City or live in Los Angeles County have not committed any illegal acts in connection with this protest whatsoever. So let's put that as a context.
And Google has offered buyouts to another chunk of its workforce, unclear how many affected. This is AP News. The star of golf's U.S. Open this year is Western Pennsylvania's Oakmont Country Club. Gethin Coolbaugh has a preview of this week's tournament.
The U.S. Open has long been regarded as the toughest test in golf. Now it returns to what is arguably the toughest course in America. Oakmont Country Club outside Pittsburgh is the talk of the 125th U.S. Open. Bryson DeChambeau is the reigning champion.
So grateful to have won the U.S. Open. Worked hard to win at Pinehurst and have been playing some good golf after that.
World number one Scottie Scheffler is the betting favorite. He has won three of his last four tournaments. That includes the PGA Championship.
Rough is healthy. Golf course in great shape, so it should shape up for a really good week.
The Oakmont rough is as thick as ever, and the greens are as fast as any. There's also the famous church pew bunkers between the third and fourth holes. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.